coming up on the show.
So you were laying down on the bed, she was on top of you, and Craig, you were wearing like bright colored striped socks. I'm like, the fuck?
They were Sky Zone socks with the grippy bottoms on them.
Oh.
That's the Grip Sock Gang. Me and my boy Sir Mocha, the GSG, baby.
You are now listening to the Venus Cuckoldress Podcast, a place to learn all things cuckolding for the curious, the passionate, and the sexually empowered woman who wants it all. Go to venuscuckoldress.com. You'll find the new Queen's Quarters fan destination. Book a one-to-one chat with me. Listen to the private podcast. And even get access to my secret Snapchat group, where I share some of my most intimate encounters. Now sit back, make yourself comfortable, and let's dive right into this episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Venus. This is going to be a really great show. Thank you so much for being here today. So I have the Craig McKinney. He is my guest today. He is, let me tell you, larger than life, a beautiful black man, a content creator, and maybe even a hot wife trainer. We'll see. And for those of you who've attended lifestyle events, I'm sure you've definitely seen him around with his Superman cape, his outrageously funny hats, and his hilarious t-shirts. He's here today to share his story about his adventures in the interracial lifestyle and to share some laughs along the way, of course. But first, I have a couple of announcements. The first one, okay, I'm just going to get this one over with because I'm really excited for the second announcement. The first one, there is a new top tier in Venus Connections. Venus Connections is a matchmaking service for singles who are looking for a loving, cuckolding relationship and or female-led relationship. There's a couple of different programs there. But there's a new tier, and it's called the Top 1% tier. And that is for successful gentlemen and beautiful women who are looking for that kind of relationship. Right now, there is a special promotion going on until January 1st, where you can get 40% off that membership. That's pretty good discount. So if you want to sign up and get more information, you can go to venusconnections.com. That promo code is VC2024. Okay. Next. I just want to say a big Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy holidays, whatever you celebrate, or if you don't celebrate, I don't care. Merry Christmas. This time of year is always so special for me and so many people out there, but it really does make me think about all of the people who I really love and appreciate. And I just want to say a big thank you to all of the people out there who have listened to the show, who have supported the show, who have become supporters through the Queen's Quarters fan club on venuscuckoldress.com. It's because of you I've been able to do this as my job. And I know I say that a lot. I say that often. I say, thank you. You allow me to do this. But you really, I am so grateful for you. Your support really does mean so much to me. It really does. So I just want to say a big thank you to everybody who has supported the podcast. Extra love, extra big love for my tier called the Helpful Cucks. These supporters are so special to me, and they have been just amazingly helpful for me this past year. I mean, incredibly. Huge shout out to Grunky, who has funded my new boobies. Yay! I'm telling you, I have some seriously big queen energy going on. So thank you so much for Grunky. There was a few others that pitched in as well, so thank you for that. Lastly, I just want to say, because this is the last episode of 2023, and January actually brings the fourth season of this show. It'll be 4 years since I launched this show. And what a fucking amazing journey it's been. I cannot believe that this show is ranked in the top 0.5% ranking in the world. That just fucking blows my mind. Seriously, this little show about cuckolding. Anyway, it's amazing. I'm so grateful. And I just want to reflect on what an amazing journey this has been. And I have to say a big thank you to all of my incredible guests who I've had this year. And I just want to say a big shout out to you all. So listen up. This is a list. And I was going through this list and I was like, damn, this is an amazing group of people, really. It kicked off with Dr. Justin Lay Miller in January of this year, followed by Miss Ruby Ryder, who talked about pegging. And that was an amazing show. She's awesome. Love her. Followed by the Queen, Harmony California. And then Key Barrett, we did the 2-week chastity challenge, and heads up, that's happening again this coming year in 2024. And then Slurpee Cuck was on the show. That was a very powerful episode. Excellent. And then Scott, who is the husband of the most beautiful Queen Kennedy, was on the show. Same with Cuck S. And Dr. Tara was on the show as well, followed by, oh, the very sexy Dimitri. And Oliver, one of my helpful cucks, was on the show, as well as Gay Cuckold Huppy. That was a great episode. Loved that one. The very sexy Pagan was on the show. And Hot Wife Rosa, she was so awesome. Loved that one. Miss Radio Sapphire, she's so great. Love her to death. And Cuck Next Door, that was an awesome one. Plus, we launched the Cuck View talk show. And on that show, Goddess Kayla was a guest. And on the show, I had Playboy Savage, the very sexy Playboy Savage. Grunky was a guest on the show. Same with Lily Sparks and Cuckoldress Abby. And most recently, Hot Blonde QOS. And, oh, yeah, I had some Pillow Talk episodes, some special shows with Mrs. L and Mr. R, the Slut Sisters, my lovely friends, Scarlett and Angie, and Doc Chocolate, of course, and Ryan, Grunky, and Oliver, some of my helpful cucks were on Pillow Talk as well. And, oh, shit, I had lots of guests on the GTFO radio. Fuck. I didn't write them all down, but I'm just remembering it right now. I had tons of guests on there. Shit. I know Mo from San Diego. Oliver was on there. God, Grunky. There were so many. Anyway, I know I'm missing some of you. I'm so sorry. But I just want to say a huge, fucking huge thank you to everybody who made this show such a success this year. And I have had so much fun. Okay. That's it. Let's get started with this show today. Here is my guest, Craig McKinney. Here we go. Joining me on the show today, I have a special guest. His name, well, he goes by Craig McKinney. Welcome to the show, Craig. Say hello to everyone.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How are y'all? I'm Bradley Doyle.
I'm really excited to talk to you today. I know it's going to be a lot of fun. We just met in person recently at Splash Mocha in Houston. I don't think we met before that. I would have remembered.
We hadn't met ever before. I honestly hadn't really ever heard of you until I think you went to Pod Bash, right?
No. Nope.
Or I think it was something around Pots, around the time of Pod Bash that I had first heard of Venus.
Okay. Okay. So, well, I'm happy to have you on the show. This is going to be a great conversation. First of all, I was thinking about how am I going to introduce you? So I went on over to your Twitter or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And
it'll always be Twitter to me.
Yeah, I know. I can't change it. Anyway, it says you in your profile, you said highly rated hot wife trainer and content creator. So, what is this thing, hot wife creator?
Okay, so I didn't do that. Okay. There was a guy, you know, I'm kind of busy with my personal life and everything like that. And there was this guy, he kind of started to help me out with a few things. So he kind of hyped up a lot of stuff. I mean, I kind of like it. It's a cool little intro about stuff like that. But as far as explaining all of that, I mean, I could probably come up with some elaborate story, but.
I just haven't seen that before. Hot Wife Trainer. Right. I'm like, okay, is this like legit lessons and stuff, or what is this?
No, not really legitimate lessons. I mean, I guess I am. I mean, I've been, you know, in a lifestyle for a long time, and I know there are a lot of new couples who I speak with, and they are glad that they have met me, and I wouldn't say train, so to speak, but you know, kind of walk them into a hot wife lifestyle and everything like that. But trainer, nah, I wouldn't call myself a trainer.
So how long have you been in the lifestyle then?
That's kind of a tricky question, because I didn't really start out in the lifestyle. I didn't find the lifestyle until years down the road, actually. But I started having sexually non-monogamous encounters probably close to 25 years ago.
Okay.
Between 20, 25 years ago.
So when was it that you kind of got introduced to this like hot wife cuckolding thing? You said you got into like non-monogamous stuff, but when was it that you got into that, and how did that happen?
All right. So that is actually expanded story. It's a good story though. So what happened was, I moved back. I was living in Hawaii, and I moved back from Hawaii back to home in Buffalo, New York. And I got a job shortly thereafter working at FedEx. And I was working as a package handler, and then they upgraded me to loading aircraft. So I was working early in the morning and late at night, you know, times when everybody's sleeping, you know. So and then during the day, I had nothing to do, nobody to talk to. All my friends had either moved on or in relationships and everything like that after I had graduated high school. So I was like, I had nothing to do. I started going down to my grandmother's house. My uncle got her a computer, and I started going on AOL. And I found AOL chat rooms. So one day I get a call, and my favorite chat room was black male for white female, married white female.
Okay.
And I didn't really, you know, back then I didn't really get what all of that was about and everything, you know. So I was just like, hey, white ladies that like black men, I'm all for it, you know. So one day I get this call, and the call said, hey, this guy, I can't remember what his name was, he's going to be up in Rochester, which is 60 miles from where I live. He was like, well, he's going to be up there, and he's having a party. He wants to know if you'll go. I was like, fuck yeah, I'm up for a party, man. I ain't got nothing to do. Yeah, I'll go. So she was like, well, got to tell you what type of party it is. It's like, okay. Now I'm starting to freak out. I'm like, what kind of party is it, yo? So she tells me, okay, well, there's going to be girls there. You know, they're going to be filming some porn, and it's, you know, a swingers party. I was like, really? You want to go? I was like, well, I guess, yeah, I guess I could go and see, you know. And drove up to Rochester that night and had the fucking time of my motherfucking life. It was wild. I had sex with like 8 women and had sex all night. It was amazing, you know. So after that, I had stayed in touch with several people from the party. It was had been doing like amateur porn shoots, you know. Fast forward a couple years, like a year and a half, and I moved to Vegas, met a girl that moved to Vegas and kind of left all of that shit behind me, right? So after the relationship dissolved, I kept hearing about this place called Red Rooster. It's like, okay, Red Rooster. So somebody told me what it was. I'm like, wow, okay. You know? And here's the part that is crazy, because you met me and you got to see Craig McKinney full blast, like this crazy wild ass dude. I would drive by Red Rooster. I drove by there for about a month, month and a half on the weekends. Like Fridays, I would take a drive by. Saturdays, I'd drive by, drive by, drive by. Oh man, I want to go in, drive by, drive by. It took about a month for me to go inside finally, right? And that's how I kind of found what, you know, more of people going to brick and mortar clubs and everything like that.
Yeah.
So fast forward a little bit more, and I joined up on Facebook. And one of the girls who I knew from the room friend requested me. And she tells me, did you know everybody in that group was a swinger? I was like, huh, really? No, I didn't know that. I thought we was just partying and having fun and everything. You know? So she added me to this group called the Mocha Swingers Group.
Okay.
And that's kind of how I found swinging and what I know now, the hot wife, cuckolding, and everything like that that goes inside of that.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Can you believe it's been 4 years since I first started this podcast? And looking back, I had no idea that this would be my full-time job. I love the work that I do, and it's because of you, the listeners, and your support that I'm able to do this. So right now, if you join the Helpful Cuck tier, you get tons of benefits. My favorite ones are the private one-to-one chat every month. You also get access to my private Snapchat group, weekly live hangouts with me on Crowdcast. I love those. And you get juicy bonus episodes. There's key holding. There's video replays of the Pillow Talk events. And there's also access to my private community on the Moan app. So join right now. You can use the promo code CUCKLOVE2024 for 15% off your Helpful Cuck membership at venuscuckoldress.com. So you have a lot of experience. And by the way, I totally understand the hesitation to take that big step of actually going into a club, like a sex club. I was so nervous first time I went. I went with two of my girlfriends and I was just like, oh my God, I was literally shaking. I was like, I don't know what to expect. Like, what am I doing here?
Right. It was crazy. I could not take it. And then one day I just parked the car. I was like, fuck it. I went inside and it was a trip.
That's good. Yeah. You just have to take that step. Just go for it. Yeah. Okay. So, and now you are this Craig McKinney, big, like larger than life persona. Okay. For those of you listening, when I was at Splash Mocha, I was like, who is this guy? He's like got the Superman thing going and he's got like the crazy shirts and like the hats, the everything. So some of you might have seen some of the pictures I posted on my Twitter of me wearing like the red hat that says make cuckolding great again. And it's like, that's the only time I'd ever wear a red hat. But like, I got that hat from you. I borrowed it and because I was like, this is wild. And you had like a bunch of amazing stuff that it was just like, awesome. By the way, there's tons of people at Splash Mocha who wear the most outrageous stuff, like t-shirt, the best t-shirts. Like how is there not like a competition yet in Splash Mocha for the best t-shirt? Because like, this is the thing, like you guys really up it every year.
Yeah, because I'd win. You know, I got some wild shirts. But there is a dude, Sir Mocha, who wears some really good shirts too. But that sounds like an idea. I have to suggest that to them. Come up, you know, that could be like a daytime contest, because they started doing different contests, like a door prize and room decorations. Maybe during the day they could have a best t-shirt and have, you know, small gift for that. I have to talk to them and see about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that'd be fun. Cause obviously, you know, somebody got the memo. You guys are all, I saw this one guy with like, he had like arrows pointing the shoulders. He's like footrests. I was like, what? And like the cuckold t-shirts. Everybody knows this is the one place where you can wear this shit and everything goes like, so fun. Where did the big persona come from? The Craig McKinney, the all the wild stuff.
Once you get to know me, like I said, when you don't get to know me, like I'm that person that's driving by the club, you know, waiting to go in. But once you get to know me, I am this vivacious, bubbly, just full of life character, you know? And it's kind of like if you follow wrestling, they say the best characters in wrestling are the characters who can turn their persona up. You know, and that's kind of how it is with me with the lifestyle. I mean, I have my lifestyle and my vanilla life. And the vanilla life, the people that work who know me, they know I call it, and I have people cracking up all day. But the lifestyle is my chance for me to forget everything that's going on in my vanilla life, my work, family, bills, whatever the fuck is going on. And then I turn that dial up to Craig McKinney, and we go and we laugh and we joke and have fun. You know, it's a chance for me to forget everything. You know, I don't watch the news. I don't watch shit on TV. I don't care about nothing. The TV doesn't turn on, and we just laughing and joking and having a good time. You know?
Yeah. So what is the lifestyle to you? Because we use this word, the lifestyle, and it could mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. What does it mean to you?
Well, again, it is kind of just an escape for me, man. You know, I'm just like everybody else. Again, I have real life problems. When I enjoy what I do sometimes, but I don't like my job a lot of times, you know, and there's a lot of for various reasons, you know, but I have issues and problems just like everybody else. And again, when I go to Hito, I go different places, I go to Splash, it's a chance for me just for a couple of days just to say, let my hair down, pun intended, and just let loose and continue to be a child and enjoy life, you know, laugh and joke and make other people laugh and have fun. And, you know, it's just an escape from the real life BS every day, you know?
Yeah, very therapeutic in a way. Yeah. For sure, to help have that balance. That's what it is for me. It helps me have balance from the craziness of right. everything else. And then, yeah, you can just sort of like, I feel like I can be myself and be comfortable in the lifestyle and not have to worry about like judgment or weird stuff. Like, right. I just feel like I can just be me. So, and that's great to have a place and an outlet for that. So, right.
It's kind of like acting too, man. You know, you put on this different. I mean, again, the Craig persona is kind of, it's me enhanced, but you know, it's kind of like acting for a lot of people. You can go and, like you said, for the most part, because we all know that there is some. For the most part, there's still no judgment about different things, and you can just be who you want to be. If you're bi, if you're cuckold, if you like gangbangs, you know, or whatever it is, whatever your kink. In the BDSM world, they say, don't yuck someone else's yum, you know? So, and that's how it is with the lifestyle with me. You just go and just, it's a release, you know?
Absolutely. And it's a safe, should be a safe space where you can right. just, you know, instead of, because let's face it, a lot of these things, cuckold, swinging, non-monogamy, whatever, I mean, sissy stuff, like bi stuff, whatever, a lot of this stuff carries a lot of shame and embarrassment for most people. Right. And at those events, at the lifestyle events, it's like, you check that shit at the door, right. you know, right. you check right. it at the door, and you, this is the one safe place where you can just be who you are. And not just right. that, but you can meet other like-minded people as well, which is like amazing. That's a big part right. of it. The lifestyle for me is that it's a community of people, and that is an amazing resource for people, for sure.
It is. It is.
So do you said you get a lot of like new couples that approach you. So do you consider yourself a bull? Then I'm assuming yes.
I don't necessarily consider myself a bull. I don't know. It's I'm not like bothered by it as much as you know, like, but I don't know. I hear it and I'm just like,
it's cringy.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know what it is about it. It's just, you know, comparing myself to an animal. You know, I like to consider myself a gentleman. And I mean, because if you know me, I can be very gentlemanlike and friendly as well as laughing and joking and having a good time, you know. But I mean, I guess the standard definition of what a good bull is, I guess, you know, I am, but I really don't consider myself that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been finding that word bull a little cringy lately, and I don't know why. Like, I just, cause I've used it so many times, and like, it's part of the cuckolding lifestyle is like that term bull. But yeah, it just, I don't know. It doesn't suit like my guy friends, you know, like who do that role sometimes in the lifestyle. So I'm like, I don't know. Somebody said a bull friend, but even that is kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I think kind of it too, is when you think of a bull, you don't think of somebody that's that's, you know, well-mannered and easygoing with stuff. You think about this animal, that's just a big, huge animal that when they see red, tears shit up. And you know, I don't know, it could be that simile as well, but I'd like to think myself of something more than just a bull, you know, because I like to, once I find a playmate, there's people that I continue to play with. There's mm-hmm. other people that I don't, but you know, it's not, I think of a bull as an aggressive type of animal, and that's not in any way.
I guess when people call me a cougar, at first I'm like, yeah, whatever. But if people were referring to me as a cougar, yeah, I'd be like, what? Am I just a kitty? Like, what? Right. It is kind of weird that within like the sex lifestyle, if you think about it, a lot of these names come from animals, like a snow bunny and whatever. Like, right. I don't know what it is about animals that we need to label ourselves as something. I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know. It is. It is.
Off topic. Anyway. So, what about the whole interracial aspect of it? I know you said way back when you liked being in the chat room that was about like white women who like black guys, and you're like, yeah, sure, sign me up. But is what about that term BBC? How do you feel about that?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey, did you know that there's a one-of-a-kind matchmaking service for cuckolding and female-led relationships? Venus Connections is a private service for single men and single women who want a loving cuckolding relationship. And now there's a new separate FLR program, too. There's no scrolling through profiles or sharing photos with members. It's totally private. And the dates are blind dates, too. Included in the program is a 3-week course and an interview with me. So join now at venusconnections.com and use the code TOPTIER2024 for 40% off the top 1% membership. That's venusconnections.com. Make 2024 the year that you get the relationship of your dreams.
That one, I'm not as offended by that one. I guess because I know that not everybody is a BBC.
Yeah.
You know, I know some guys and I've seen, I'm like, and you know, BBC, no, but you know, I mean, especially because I think I've seen the words BWC, BSP, BSC is used as well. It's not just exclusive to BBC.
What is BSC?
Big Spanish.
Oh, I've not heard of that.
Yeah, I've seen that once. I haven't, you know, like, it's not like widely used, but I've seen that term as well.
Okay. Interesting. So, okay. Yeah. Cause like, I think some guys really, really click with that whole BBC thing. They're like, yeah, for sure. Like, that's awesome. I'm down. And then there's some other guys are just like, nah, so much. Especially depends on how you use the word, like referring to somebody as a BBC is like weird as fuck.
Yeah. I try not to get all into all of that stuff, man. You know, again, that goes back to just living in the moment and having fun rather than, you know, all the descriptive terminology and everything like that. You know, it's a word that, you know, some people use to describe something. So, okay. You want to use it. Okay. Call me a BBC. I'm indifferent to it. Yeah. It is okay. What it is, and you know, just keep moving.
But the events that the lifestyle events that you go to, okay, so you and I met at an interracial event, Splash Mocha. Do you go to other events that are not interracial?
Most of my events are interracial. I do go to places like Hito that, you know, you don't really see a lot of black gentlemen there. On special occasions, you see more Jamaican guys come in. I'm trying to get a few more people of color there. But yeah, most of my stuff is really, I guess, centered around the interracial lifestyle.
Why is there not an interracial Hito event? That's what I want to know.
I'm trying to get a little more a week where there are more people who are black gentlemen that are going.
Yeah.
I mean, BBC, as they say. I have a week in April coming up where I'm trying to get a lot of people to come. But the problem is, Hedo, and I didn't know this until I started trying to put it together, has a single guy quota. So they only allow
certain single guys to go. Right, because it's for swingers. Right.
Well, no, Hedo is not entirely for swingers. Hedo is it's just a lifestyle place. And there's a lot of people that go there that are just nudists. You know, there's a lot of people that go there that just hang out. You know, they do go to the nude pool. They party. I remember one kind of memorable experience I had with these people. They were just exhibitionists. And, you know, they don't swing.
Right.
But there's a lot of people that go there. But there are certain weeks you go and there's a lot of swinging and swapping and going on. But it's not always like that. It's just a good lifestyle resort where you can do, let your hair down and have fun, you know?
Right. Well, they really need to get on the interracial bandwagon because it's in demand. Like I put it out there and I asked people on my Twitter. I was like, so if you could have access to more in-person events, would you go? And there was like a absolute wave of people that were like, yes, like I would go. If I had the opportunity, I would go. And I think Splash Mocha is a good example of that. They sell out every event. They sell out in advance. This is something that, you know, that people really want. So hello. Or what about, okay, get this. This is my idea. Or maybe somebody else has already thought about it. I don't know. So charter a fucking cruise ship and have it interracial. Oh my God, that would be so fun. And so you could go from like Florida to Jamaica and back or something like that, like a 5-day cruise or something. That'd be amazing. Just saying.
There is a guy, the guy that runs CAP, that was his dream, was to have a interracial cruise like that, you know, but that takes a lot of, I mean, that's a big expense and everything like that. But that was one of the things he wanted and he still wants to try and do is have a cruise to go out like that.
That'd be amazing. I did a cruise that was a reggae cruise that was where like the Marley brothers or whatever got together and like chartered this cruise ship. And so I'm like, I know you can do it. Like it would be so fun. Anyway, there's a lot of possibilities and I think there's a lot of demand for it. What other events do you go to? You said something in Europe?
Yeah, the guy I just mentioned, he holds an event in Cap d'Agde, France. It's on the Mediterranean. He has it once a year, the last weekend of August. It's called Black to Cap. He also has one called Black to Italy, where, you know, he takes people, single gentlemen, over to Italy and over to France, and then people come and party with them. Black to Cap is like, it's an amazing experience. It's absolutely amazing. We have one club that we go to where they have a phone party. They do not allow single gentlemen until Black to Cap. And it is fun. The women, they all come around us and it's a great time. And then, as I mentioned, Hedo. I love going to Hedo. I'm going to Hedo Friday, in fact. So
damn. And Hedo's in Jamaica. Ones. Always in Jamaica,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's in Jamaica, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's amazing. You get to just, oh, I'm going to Jamaica on Friday. All right. So I wanted to ask you how, like you said, you have a day job and this is the lifestyle is kind of like on the side. Right. Do you plan to ever have the lifestyle as your day job?
No.
Okay.
No, I make good money with what I do. I'm in a good situation where I can take off almost as much time as I want. I get 5 weeks of vacation. In a couple years, I end up getting 6 weeks of vacation, you know, and again, I get 30 days off a quarter where I can just have somebody work my shift and then leave, you know, so that's how I get so much time off. So,
okay.
It'd be nice to do that, but you know why? Again, I like the separation between the lifestyle and my vanilla.
Yeah.
And, you know, it keeps me busy.
So you have an OnlyFans and we'll talk about that in a bit, but you are in the lifestyle. You have an OnlyFans. You've been doing this for so many years in the lifestyle. I'm assuming that the number of women you have slept with is astronomical. Right? Am I right?
I, 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 I wouldn't say astronomical, but it's quite a few, yeah. Quite a few.
Yeah, I would think so. So what's that like for you? I mean, I and the reason why I'm asking is these are casual kind of encounters, sort of, right? I mean, you have regular people who you sleep with and stuff like that, but what about like your love life? Like, is this, are you single? Are you in a relationship? Are you looking to find one?
Single, not looking. If something stumbles in my lap, then, you know, that's different. I like as friendly and as wide open as I am about everything, I kind of like my private time too. I can sit in a room by myself and not do anything for a while. I spend a lot of my time by myself. You know? Maybe that's why I'm so crazy once I get out. It's all pent up energy. No, I'm not really looking for anything. You know, I do have people again that I text almost every day. We have a great relationship with, but they're, most of them are all married. And, you know, I kind of like, hey, let's have fun. Let's do this. Let's. Oh, you want to come visit me? We had to do this and that. Okay, now you're going home to your husband. Good, great. You know, not really looking for anything. No.
Yeah, yeah. Because I wonder about that sometimes, and I know I've talked about it on the show and on my blog and stuff like that before. Is, you know, does it get lonely sometimes as a bull? Because yes, you have all of this, you know, physical intimacy and everything like that, but when it comes to the emotional intimacy in a relationship, you're probably missing out on that part, but it just depends if you feel like you're missing out or not. So I know that's a touchy subject, and I was like, oh, I'll ask Craig and see what that's all about for him.
No, I do. I mean, I can't lie about it. I do. Once you get past that, you know, that Shrek onion, you know, you do. Like, for instance, I was talking to a friend of mine in Florida, and she was like, I love talking to you. I was like, we've never had sex or anything. We just, she, out of the blue one day, she messaged me and we became, you know, friends and everything. She was like, I love talking to you. I was like, you're such a softy. I was like, hey, don't be telling nobody that shit. Don't fucking tell people that. She, you know, but yeah, there are times where I sit and I'm like, you know, I do miss that intimacy part of it. You know, I am a hopeless romantic, I guess, in many ways. And yes, there are times where I like to cuddle, you know, I'll admit that I like to cuddle and lay down and grab a titty as I'm sleeping and all types of stuff like that. So when I get somebody that spends the night, it's great to have. But yeah, I do miss that every now and then. But I'm happy not to have it. You know?
I was watching a video on your on your Twitter, and I not gonna lie, I cracked up. Like, I was just like, that is so Craig. It was you and Bella Bear.
No. I know what it was now already.
Bella Bear, yep. And she's a sweetheart. I love her, by the way.
Yeah,
and
I love her. She is.
She's great. So yeah, so you were laying down on the bed and she was on top of you. And Craig, you were wearing like bright colored striped socks. I'm like, the fuck? Okay, I hate it when guys wear socks in bed. So, but you just went for it. You're like the really like the long up the halfway up the leg socks that are like striped.
No, no. Okay, all right. So first of all, they weren't regular socks. Okay, first of all, they weren't regular socks. They were Sky Zone socks with the grippy bottoms on them.
Oh. Okay?
So no, yes, that's the Grip Sock Gang. Me and my boy Sir Mocha, the Grip GSG baby, GSG. We got
the grippy socks. No.
Yes. And trust me, I do not like my socks halfway up my calves. I'm a low cut. I want my anklets on. So, but Bella just got me. She had me out of character, you know. So I guess it was pulled up a little bit.
And then the shirt you had on, I know it had something outrageous said on it, but I couldn't read it. But you did have the red hat, the Make Cuckolding Great hat on. But I was like, that is so Craig. Like, every time that you make content, are you dressed like that? Like, do you always have something wild and crazy?
I mean, it's, again, it's my persona, you know, just to laugh and joke and have fun. You know, it's not something that's planned out. You know, I just the hat I wear. Oh, compliments to Danny Black. Got a shout out for him for the hats. Always, if you want to hit blackhat.com or hit me up, I can get you in touch with him. He makes all sorts of hats. He's getting me a custom joint right now with the CM Craig McKinney Superman logo on it. But he does all my stuff. It's just like my persona now, you know, where it's just wild and crazy stuff. And the hats, like somebody said, oh, when you had the hat, there was a girl that was like, I know whose hat that is.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like my calling card now, you know, it just kind of stuck with me.
It's so awesome. Okay, I need to get a hold of that hat guy and get a Venus hat. That would be great.
I got you. I'll send you his number.
Yeah.
I'll let him know and I'll send you his number.
For those of you listening right now, I will put the link to his information in the show notes for today if you want to get yourself a wild and crazy hat. Okay, and so there also at Hedo, or no, not Hedo, at Splash Mocha, I saw you walking around with like a flogger. So yeah. This, you're like the flogger guy. Tell us about that.
So remember the story where I was telling you where I started and I met the Mocha Swingers group. So the girl that got me introduced to them, she had a flogger. It was the first flogger that I had ever seen. And it was a flogger. It had the falls on it, but it was in the shape of, the handle wasn't a handle. It was brass knuckles. So I saw her flogging people and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. That, you know, so I picked them up and I started using them and I got pretty good at them. And soon I bought my first flogger. I still have today. I like using it still. and it kind of just grew and grew and grew. Thankfully, flogging, it kind of, the movements and everything kind of came kind of easy to me. But it's funny, flogger guy, I didn't know I was flogger guy. A couple of my friends was like, man, Craig, I was at this party and some girls came up to me and they was like, do you know flogger guy? I was like, flogger guy? And, oh yeah, that's my man Craig. So I mean, somewhere people are just like flogger guys. So I go places and I have a flogger around me, and I'm gonna tell you, I think that has gotten me more women than the hat has. But the flogging has gotten me a lot of women, and there's a lot of women that are really into it. So it's just, again, it's something that I picked up, and I had no idea the impact that it would have later on in my life just by grabbing that first flogger. But I have people, I go places and people are requesting me to flog them now.
I believe it, because if you're good at it, you're skilled, you've learned how to do it properly, that's the key, then you can give someone a really amazing experience. I was at a few house parties way back in my like swinger days, and one of the guys there was a very good at flogging. That was his thing, like really good. And so that was my first experience with flogging, like was somebody who knew exactly what he was doing. And right. I had that a few times. And it is like it's a weird out of body experience kind of thing, like fun, mentally challenging, fun kind of thing. And I probably would never have tried it if it wasn't for the fact that he completely knew what he was doing. So good for you. I think that's awesome. Right. So you were doing that in the BDSM room at Splash Mocha, I'm assuming?
I have, but I didn't this time. Normally I take, it depends, because a lot of times it ends up having sex. And not to say that I do this for that reason, but there's a lot of people that when I do it, they get so turned on. That's the crazy thing, is a lot of people, they're like, no, I don't want to do it because I think it's going to hurt. And, you know, you only hurt those people who want to be hurt. And I can fuck somebody up, but I can make it very sensual and massage-like. And I've had people say, wow, this is just like a massage. And so I've got pieces that range from lambskin all the way up to bison that are really sting. And but yeah, it's not. I mean, if someone said to me, I want you to flog me in the BDSM room. Okay, well, you got to go get all the floggers. Those things ain't light, you know. So, but I have done it. But a lot of times it ends up in something different. So I'd rather do it in my room in private. Plus, I don't like to see, like, it depends upon a person's their sensitivity levels too, because some people I can really lay into.
Yeah.
And I don't like to do that in front of people, because it might ruin their experience, because some people know that it's about hurting someone. So if they see me laying into somebody, then, you know, now their fears are validated and they may not try the craft, you know?
Right. Did you try the glory hole at Splash Mocha?
Yeah, I did try the glory hole. And it was because, and that was a good segue. That was funny. So for people who don't know, what happened was I was standing in the reverse glory hole room and Venus was talking to two other women. And I came walking up and they were like, go behind the glory hole. I was like, well, shit, okay. Why am I going to tell you no? So I'm sitting here and I'm like, wow, three women giving me a blowjob. And Venus, wow, this is pretty cool. Well, little did I know it wasn't Venus. It was just the other two girls. Venus had laid back. I was like, okay. But it was all right because I got some head from the in the glory hole room from two girls. And then I left and another girl told me, go behind the glory hole. So I ran back behind the glory hole. So
yeah,
I did try it out.
I sucked some dicks in the glory hole, but like, I don't know who it was.
It wasn't mine. And then, oh, remember, I said something to you. I was like, damn, I thought you was giving me a blowjob. You were like, when? And I told you, you're like, that was you?
Yes, I remember now. Oh, yeah, it's a bit of a blur.
You're like, oh, that was pretty impressive.
Yes, I remember. Good times at the glory hole.
Yes, good times at the glory hole.
Okay, so let's talk about your OnlyFans. When did you decide that you were going to start an OnlyFans, and how has that been for you? Has it been a lucrative, fun experience for you? Do you enjoy it?
I didn't decide.
Okay.
So what happened was years and years and years ago, I met this guy, the Danny Black, the hat guy. He was doing stuff. And whenever he had something he couldn't make, like he would make plans out in Vegas, he'd be like, hey man, call me up, hey, I got this girl coming out and I can't make it, can you go shoot with her? Like, yeah man, I got you, go get tested and shoot with her. And then he had like three or four scenes of the shared content of mine. So last year in December, he had put up a couple of them on his page. And so he tagged me and did all this other stuff. And he was like, I put these videos up for you. I was like, well, okay. So since you got them up, I might as well. My son had just, he turned 18 last January. So I was like, okay, well, you put them up, I guess, you know, I'll start doing more content. I mean, what harm could it make, you know? So it's not really lucrative. You know, if you're the first time people, it's kind of hard. I get flaked on a lot and put left on unread. Oh. But thankfully I got a pretty good name in everything. And, you know, word carries and people will hit me up, say, hey, I really like your content. Or I heard you were really good. I got a few people that pimped me out to some people. They're like, hey, you going to Vegas? You have to meet Craig. So, but yeah, it's not really lucrative. It's just something, you know, having fun with, and if the money comes, great. Again, I got a pretty solid vanilla job, so I'm not dependent upon that money. So, mm-hmm. You know, takes up a little bit of time and some fun.
Well, it definitely looks fun, according to your videos that I watched. Definitely looks like a real good time. So I want to ask you some fun questions. So before we wrap this up, so you've slept with a lot of women. You have a lot of experience in bed. There's probably a lot of cucks out there that are just like, oh my God, I wish I could sleep with that many women. But
But so you have a lot of experience. You've done a lot of things in the bedroom. You've all of that. Do you have like a signature move? And if you don't, why not?
A signature move. At this point, I would say doggy style with one leg up.
Oh, you know? Damn.
Because I don't know. It seems to like when I do that with the women, they start really howling and getting into it. But I didn't think of it until now. Every time I'm having sex with somebody, I'm like, oh, I got to do this. And it seems like, but plus it's a good camera angle too.
Right.
You know?
Right, right.
But so if I had a signature move, I would say that would be it.
Yeah, to have a signature move is very on brand for Craig McKinney, just saying.
I'll take that as a, yeah, I have to try that. That'll definitely, that'll be my signature move. Just for, I'll be thinking of Venus every time I'm doing it.
And okay, so I mentioned that you probably have tried everything, but I want to ask you anyway, is there something on your bucket list of sexy stuff that you haven't done yet?
Oh man, I have to kind of think about that one. And you know what's crazy is after we get off, I'll be like, damn, I should have said that. But no, I can't think of, I mean, I've done some, Venus, I've done some wild stuff, man. I've done some some really wild stuff. But that I want to do, I can't say that I have, no.
Okay.
That, no, I can't, nothing comes to mind right now, no.
What about if you could film content with anybody, who is the person that you would absolutely want to film with?
The first person came to mind was Sarah J.
Sarah J. Jane?
Sarah J.
J. Okay.
Sarah,
I don't know who
J
that is.
Is like, oh Lord, Sarah J is the old, she's like the porn goddess now. I mean, she's been in the game for a while now, but I've met her a couple times, and actually I know one of her good friends. So I've met her a couple times, and every time I meet her, she's like just a great, great person. Really sweet, really, really, really nice girl. But that's the first person that pops into my mind. So I'll go with Sarah J. Venus.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you sharing your story and all of these funny things. That's very Craig McKinney with me and with the audience. So thank you so much for coming on the show. Before we wrap this up, though, I do want you to tell the listeners where they can find you or information about you, where to find your content.
So my Twitter, like I said, it'll always be Twitter to me, is Mr. East Coast. Miss, MISSDA, East Coast. That is my Twitter. That is my mini-viz. My OnlyFans is Craig McKinney. On most of the sites, I'm on SDC, the Splash, Mocha site, few other ones. It is always mostly predominantly Mr. East Coast.
Okay. Okay. Good to know. And for all the listeners, I will post those links in the show notes for today so you can check out his rainbow socks in his videos on his OnlyFans.
That's cold blooded. That's cold. You know, when you said you were going to bring up a video, I thought you were going to bring up the Superman dancing in the car with his Friday video.
That one. Okay. I forgot. Oh my God. Okay. I don't know. Somebody posted something on Twitter about this video. And I think it was Doc Chocolate. And he was like, ha, 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 like extended ha, ha, ha. And I was like, okay, whatever this is, it must be really fucking funny. So I opened the video and I nearly died. I nearly fucking died. Oh my God. I didn't know you have such hilarious dance moves. Okay. When you started grinding against like the car door, I almost died. I literally fucking almost died. Like, get the AED. I'm fucking dead. Okay. It was so funny. Anyway, for those of you listening, you have to check out that video. And I'm so going to put the link in the show notes for this because it is hilarious. So thank you.
You got to wait till Friday to watch it, though.
Friday. Okay. But anyway, thank you so much for jumping in on the show with me today. You've been such a fun guest. So thank you so much for coming on, Craig.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
That's going to be it for this episode. Thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you go to venuscuckoldress.com. That's where you can book a private chat with me. And you can join the Queen's Quarters fan club, including the Helpful Cup tier. And if you're interested in joining Venus Connections to find a relationship in 2024, make sure you go to venusconnections.com. That's where you can learn more and enter the promo code VC2024 for 40% off the top 1% tier membership. That's going to be it for today's episode. Make sure you have an awesome Merry Christmas, an incredible New Year's, and I will see you in 2024. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you know I've talked about a really, really amazing sexual activity other than cuckolding, and it's called sensual massage. Now, I've received this a few times, and it is fucking mind-blowing. I'm a huge fan, but there just hasn't been any kind of place for guys to learn how to do it, not that I knew of anyway. Until now, I came across this video, this sensual massage video that is on xoafterglow.com, which is a pretty cool site. It is porn that is meant to be real, educational, entertaining, of course, but really cool, made by women, and lots of different kinds of porn as well. So I found this video on there. And I was like, oh my God, yay. It's really hot. It's this real couple. And he's actually, in the beginning of the video, learns how to do the massage. He's obviously watching some sort of instructions. He talks to his wife about it. And she's on the massage table. And he gives her an amazing sensual massage. Now, it's not as long as I would like as far as length of time, but the video is great. And I'm so happy to see it. It's really hot. It's really sexy. And it just presses all the buttons for me. So if you want to check it out, you should go to xoafterglow.com. And right now, if you enter the code Venus, you can actually get 1 week of free access to it, a free trial. So that's xoafterglow.com. Enter the code Venus. And the link for that, if you are not going to be able to remember, is in the show notes for today. Enjoy.